主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天下午来谈谈，这是我的良人，是我的朋友。
This afternoon, I would like to share with you the topic. This is my beloved and my friend.
我们如果在读圣经的时候，特别在读雅歌呢，我们看到里面所描述的这些人物啊，它其实都有一些含义的。
When we study the Bible, the characters that we come to study, we will realize that they have certain special meanings.
特别是在雅各里面，他有关于心腹在介绍他这位良人的时候，在雅各第五章第十节开始，就是唯一一次最完整的记录。
Especially when the Bible describes about the friend, in chapter 5, in Song of Songs, it's a very complete description.
就是说，他所了解的他的这个所爱的这个良人呢，是非常完美的。
It describes that the beloved or this beloved is a very perfect character.
他第十六节他说他是全然可爱的。
In verse 16, it says that he is altogether lovely.
这是非常的，反正就是让你整个心都会在他身上的那种样子。
So the description is that all your heart will be poured onto him.
所以我们今天下午呢，来谈谈有关于这个心腹对这个良人新郎的这个赞美。
And so this afternoon we would like to discuss the praises by this bride towards her beloved.
借这个样的描述来认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And through this description, we will come to understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为也作为我们的追求。
And this will also become our pursuit.
因为如果我们把这里的人物，把它我们读到这里面的情境去，如果我们是这样里面这样一个良人，我们的追求是什么？我们应该达到一个目标是什么？
So when we read this passage, we start to understand who this beloved really is, and we try to pursue after him.
因为我们如果做丈夫、做先生的呢，这是我们应该要努力的。
So if we are the husbands, of someone else, then this is the state that we need to strive for.
在雅各里面有很多次，良人介绍这个佳偶他这个心腹。
In the book Song of Songs, there are many descriptions about the groom describing his bride.
那我们早上已经大概谈过了这几个地方都描述我的佳偶她是很美丽的。
And this morning we have mentioned about several passages that describe how beautiful this bride is.
我们现在看第五章第十节。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 10.
我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。
My beloved is white and ruddy, chief among 10,000.
那他在讲说他这个良人是白而且就是很健康的，看起来就是这不是那种白，但是又是那个很虚弱那种白，苍白。
And so here it describes that the beloved is white and Rudy, so he's white, but he's very healthy. It's not that he's white and weak.
白里透红，就是像那个你看孩子婴孩如果很健康的时候，他就是白里透红那种。
So, this kind of description is also fitting for babies who are white and ruddy. It shows that they're very healthy.
超乎万人之，表示说他是很突出的，你看一眼就看出来。
Chief among 10,000, it means they're very distinguished among the people.
那这位佳偶呢？他自己本身是怎么样子呢
？And who is the bride? How is she like?
我们现在看第一章啊。
If we turn to chapter 1,
第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑啊，却是秀美，如同鸡啊。如同基达的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。
Verse 5, I'm dark but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon.
这里这位 这位 新妇啊，哈，就是这苏拉密女啊，她说我虽然黑，可是我是很秀美的。
So this bride, the Shulamite woman, even though she's dark, but she is beautiful and lovely.
所以她这个黑，她在描述她的黑哈，她用像基达的帐篷，然后她很秀美，又好像所罗门的幔子啊，这样子是这样子对照的。
And so the description of this woman is that even though she's dark, but her loveliness is like the tents of Kedar and the curtains of Solomon.
那个基达的帐篷，基达这个地点哈，它应该是说，这个基达是在阿拉伯北边的一个地区哈。那他们那里的人是那里地方是产黑色的黑羊毛，用黑羊毛去做的帐篷。织的那个毛帐。
So the tents of Kedar, this place Kedar is north of Arabia, and that place produces wool from black sheep, and the wools that's produced are made into tents.
所以那个基达的帐篷表示是黑用黑色的羊毛做出来的。
So when it talks about tents of Kedar, it talks about how the tents is made of.The wool of the black sheep.
在说明说，你看，所以这个心腹是说，我虽然黑啊，但是很秀美，但是却又是像所罗门的幔子是很可爱的，啊，是很精巧的，是精细的被造出来的。
And so, this bride, her loveliness is described, in terms of her, even though she's dark, but her loveliness is like the curtains of.Solomon, she's dark but very lovely and delicate.
所以这个就是一种对比的讲法，比喻的说法，在说明她的黑，但是又是很可爱。
And so this description is using analogies in describing the loveliness of the bride.
那当然，这个黑是他说有，因为是他外面工作，所以他说日头把我晒黑了因为他很努力工作了。
And in verse 6, it talks about how she's also dark because she's very diligent in working and the sun has tanned her.
她又是很顺服的去看守葡萄园的。
And she's also very submissive in keeping the vineyard.
所以她那个晒黑就是从外面的这个环境工作之后所引起的。
And also her darkness is caused by working.Diligently outside under the sun.
好，那这个心腹这个佳偶呢？他现在介绍他的良人的时候，他说：“我的良人哦，白而且红，超乎万人之上。”
So this bride, this Shulamite woman, when she describes her beloved, she is saying that he is white and ruddy and chief among 10,000.
就对比之下，这个良人是很洁白，很就是。很精致很发亮就是那种样子跟他自己做比较非常的不一样。
And so in comparison to herself, her beloved is white and ruddy and he's very bright and beautiful.
像日头一样发光的。
Just like the sun shining bright.
那他是很完美的，他接下去会讲他的怎么完美。
And he is very perfect and it talks about how perfect he is.
好，那我们现在看第五章第十一节。
Let's continue to read chapter 5, verse 11.
第十一节说，他的头像至金的金子，他的头发厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。
His head is like the finest gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven.
他现在他的头像金子头发很多很黑，像乌鸦这样。
And so it talks about his head is like the finest gold, and his hair is very black and wavy.
那个这个金的头像金这样，表示他是很威严、很荣耀的嘛。
So in describing how the head is like the finest gold, it describes the majesty of this person.
他是有权柄的。
It talks about how he has authority.
就像在但以理书里面那个尼布甲的撒王看到那个异象里面那个金的头，看起来就是非常有荣耀。
Just like in the book of Daniel, the vision that King Nebuchadnezzar saw, the statue, his head is made of gold, And it means that it's very glorious.
那这个是至精的金子，表示是没有杂质的，是纯的。
It says it's the finest gold. It means that it's pure gold, has no other impurities.
就是它这个头，它这个权柄里面是没有瑕疵，是完全没有杂质的。
And it means
全然圣洁。
And this head is this authority is full of brightness and is perfect. Has no imperfection.
那它的头发，他说很浓、很密、很黑。
And the hair, the locks of hair are very wavy and black.
那你看，我们知道一个人如果头发很黑、很多、很密啊，表示说这个人很健康啊。
And if we notice that someone's hair is very black and a lot of hair, it means that this person is very healthy.
有时候光是黑还不见得是很健康。
And sometimes if it's just black, it's not necessarily healthy.
你看那个年轻人的头发就比较多，年老人的头发就比较少。
If we pay attention to people who are younger, and their hair is usually more than the older ones.
所以你看我们年纪大人哦，就担心这头发越来越少。
So when we age, we start to worry that we lose more and more of our hair.
所以头发是一个人的生命力的一个呈现。
And so our hair is a representation of our life.
所以头发也是代表一个人的力量的泉源。
And our hair also represent the source of our strength.
你看那个以前那个参孙哦，你看他力大无穷的时候，他头发很多很长。
So if we look at Samson, when he was very strong, he had long hair.
那这个头发哦，这个头发在迦偶身上也有被描述出来的。
And the same thing, hair is also described in the bride.
哦，你看第四章的第一节那里。
If we turn to chapter 4, verse 1,
他讲这个佳偶，我的佳偶，然后你的头发像山羊群卧在基列山旁。
It says that your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Mount Gilead.
那表示说这个头发是很顺，这样子，这样那个山坡里面，你看到这个羊群卧在那里，就是很，你看了就很舒服啊。
And so that description talks about a beautiful scenery. You look upon it and you're very comfortable.
那这个头发其实也就是代表在，特别是如果是加我来说，就是一种顺服的记号。所以长发是一个记号。
And so, especially in describing the bride, having long hair is a sign of submission.
好，所以这是为什么保罗他在哥林多前书第十一章在讲这个蒙头的问题的时候，他特别提到这个头发的这个重点。
And that is why in 1 Corinthians, when Paul talked about the issue of hair, he mentioned the importance of this sign.
哦，所以这个佳偶它有这个发长发，也是表示它是顺服这个良人的。
So the bride having long hair, it means that she is very submissive to her groom.
对她的这个佳偶来，对这个良人来说，他说你甚美丽。
And to the beloved, he thinks that she is very beautiful.
所以这个头发就代表是这个特质。
And so that is the characteristic of describing the hair.
那在这个良人本身，他的头发所强调就是他的那个力量。
And when the hair is used in describing the beloved, the groom, it means he's very powerful.
那其实也是说明，你看我们的良人，我们所爱的主耶稣基督哦，他是真的是充满权柄，生命力非常旺盛的人。
And so the same, this description describes this Lord, that we love, our Lord Jesus, that he is full of power and energy.
哦，主耶稣也是非常顺服的，其实。
And in fact, our Lord Jesus is also very submissive.
你看他是怎么样顺服天父的旨意，到死。
Look how he submitted to the will of the Heavenly Father until death.
哦，所以他的头的特征啊，在第十一节所描述的。
And so the characteristic of the head is described in verse 11.
第十二节说
，verse 12 says，
他的眼如同溪水旁的鸽子眼，用奶洗净，安得合适。
His eyes are like doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk, and fitly set.
这里说他的眼睛也是像水旁的鸽子眼哦。
And so here it talks about how his eyes are also like doves.
那他的那个佳偶在第四章的第一节也是一样，他说你的眼睛在帕子内好像鸽子眼。
And the same thing is described for the bride in chapter 4, verse 11, that her eyes are just like dove's eyes.
哦，这是第四章第一节的啊，第一节。
And it's chapter 4, verse 1. You have dove's eyes.
好，那现在这个心腹哈，这个佳偶看良人，他说你的眼睛也是像鸽子眼。
And now, the bride is looking at her beloved, and he also has eyes like doves.
用来洗净，表示是非常纯洁。
And his eyes are washed washed with milk by the rivers of water. It
是干净的，
哦，
是干净的。
It's very clean.
明亮的。
Very bright.
那如果是鸽子眼，看起来就是温柔的。
And if it's the eyes of doves, then it's the eyes of gentleness.
你看，今天主耶稣基督哦，他在世上传福音的时候，他曾经很多次用眼睛看，被看的人哦都受感动。
And so if we pay attention to the description of the Lord Jesus when he was in this world, many times it describes how he looks at people and the people that are being looked at are touched.
你看主耶稣有一次要进耶路撒冷城的时候，从那个耶利哥经过，举头一看，看到在桑树上面的撒该。
For example, one time when the Lord Jesus was passing by the city Jericho, and he looked up on the sycamore tree and saw Zacchaeus.
哦，那是在路加福音第十九章的记载，主耶稣抬头一看，看撒该，然后叫他下来。
In the book of Luke, chapter 19, it describes that Jesus looked up at Zacchaeus and asked him to come down.
哦，那个眼神呢？你可以想象主耶稣他是当时怎么看撒该的。
And so we could try to imagine at that time how did Jesus look at Zacchaeus.
这个眼神一定不是那种很严厉的、很凶的。
The eyes must not be very harsh.
哦，这个眼神让撒该的心很受感动、很安慰。
And by looking at Zacchaeus, he was greatly touched.
然后等到主耶稣被钉十字架、被抓的时候，你看主耶稣怎么用他的眼睛去看彼得。
And also, when Jesus was captured and about to be crucified, he also looked at Peter.
彼得否认主耶稣三次。
Peter denied the Lord Jesus three times.
他在否认主耶稣的时候，主耶稣他都听得到啊。
And every time Peter denied him, the Lord Jesus would hear him.
那最后，回头看他一眼。
And in the end, the Lord turned and looked at him.
一看之后，彼得就出去痛哭。
And after that look, Peter went outside and wept.
他都不用讲话，主耶稣都没有讲话。
Lord Jesus didn't say anything.
但是这个眼光一看下去，他这个彼得的心就醒了。
But as soon as the Lord Jesus looked at him, Peter woke up and
这就是主耶稣他所表达出来那个鸽子眼的特质。
And that is the characteristic of the eyes like doves.
他是很明亮。很锐利，可是其实又是充满慈爱的，很温柔的。
The eyes are very bright and very wise, but at the same time, it's also full of gentleness.
哦，这个主耶稣基督他所留给我们的榜样，我们要效法，要学习。
And so this example left by the Lord Jesus, we need to learn.
我们说我们的眼睛是灵魂之窗啊。
There is a saying that says that The eyes are the windows to our souls.
所以我们的眼光要能够有属灵的那个看见，然后我们才有能办法穿透这个迷惑的世界，看到这个世界真实的本质。
And so our eyes need to be bright and have the spiritual vision to see through this confused world and the essence of our spirituality.
那我们也才能够看透魔鬼的诡计。
And that way, we can truly see through the schemes of the devil.
你看主耶稣的眼光啊，他非常的灵的。
If we look at the vision of the Lord Jesus,
你看他当时候彼得在劝主耶稣说：“主啊，你不要上耶路撒冷去，你不要去送死，不要牺牲。”
During the time when Peter talked to the Lord Jesus and told him to never go up to Jerusalem and not be crucified and die.
主耶稣那时候一眼就看穿，彼得讲这句话可不是出于爱所讲的话。
And the Lord Jesus was able to see through immediately that that was not coming out of love that Peter said.
他看到的是，哎，这个是魔鬼在借着彼得说。
Immediately Jesus knew that it was the Satan's trick.
所以马太福音第十六章就讲，主耶稣就斥责彼得说，撒旦退我后面去。
And so in the book of Matthew chapter 16, Jesus rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan.
哦，所以这个就是这个良人他的眼光像鸽子眼。我们今天是主的家偶，也要有这样的眼光。
And so this talks about the vision of the beloved, and as the bride of the Lord Jesus, today we must also have such vision.
我们现在再看第五章的第十三节。
Let's also turn to chapter 5, verse 13.
他说他的两腮像香花溪，如香草台，他的嘴唇像百合花，且滴下没药汁。
His cheeks are like a bed of spices, banks of scented herbs. His lips are lilies dripping liquid myrrh.
这两腮啊，就是他的脸颊啊，像香花溪，像香草台啊。
And the cheeks, his cheeks are like a bed of spices, banks of scented herbs.
我们有时候我们人的脸色啊，是从我们的脸颊反映出来的。
The color of our face are often shown on our cheeks.
哦，所以如果一个人比较瘦啊，哈，你第一看到他的脸哦，比较消瘦，脸颊就没有肉，没有丰满。
So, if someone is rather slim, the first that we notice is that their cheeks are not very round.
啊，就是我们的脸色就没有不会像这样容光焕发，很健康的样子。
And the color of the face will not be very bright.
哦，但是他这里这个良人他的两腮哈，哦，他说像香花溪，像香草台，表示他是发出香气，而且是很丰满、很肥沃的。
But here it describes the beloved cheeks are like a bed of spices. It means that it's very healthy and it's filled with fragrance.
它会散发出香气来的。
And it has this beautiful scent.
哦，这个你看，主耶稣基督他的生命，充满这个馨香之气。
And if we look at the life of our Lord Jesus, his life is filled with fragrance.
哦，主耶稣他所散发出来那种生命的特质哦，是连那个文士怀善其他人他们看了都会觉得很稀奇的。
And the characteristics that the Lord Jesus exhibited was amazed by the scribes and the Pharisees.
主耶稣他自己也自己他自己表达他自己本身的那个工作。
And the Lord Jesus was expressing his work.
其实他是做天父要他做的事情。
He was doing the will of the Heavenly Father.
其实他用顺服，然后像这样，像一个很可爱的这个儿子哈，来执行天父的旨意。其实那个天父的整个能量，整个那个生命力，都在他身上呈现出来了。
In fact, the Lord Jesus was just like a very obedient child.And the Son of the Heavenly Father, doing everything that God wanted him to do. And so the energy of life from God was fully shown upon him.
所以看哥罗西书第二章。
If we turn to the book of Colossians chapter 2,
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2,
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里在讲说神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面了。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
神本性一切的丰盛都是具体化在主耶稣基督里面的。
All the fullness of God himself are dwelling in the Lord Jesus in his bodily form.
然后因为他这个生命丰盛的生命，所以他很自然的散发出这种香味，馨香之气。
And because of this fullness of life, it's very natural.That the Lord Jesus exhibited this fragrance in his life.
我们的主哦，他是这么样，是这么样的一种活泼有力的生命，我们应该是效法他。
So our Lord Himself, is filled with this fullness of life. We need to learn from Him.
那他的嘴唇像百合花，滴下没药汁。
He also describes that his lips are lilies dripping liquid myrrh.
嘴唇像百合花，表示是很可爱啊。
If the lips are like lilies, it paints a very beautiful picture.
哦，那他那个嘴唇 他现在是地下没药吃，就是他这个嘴所说的话、哦、是能够医像 医人的良药一样。
And the lips are dripping with liquid myrrh. It means that the words that are spoken are just like good medicine.
所以主耶稣 他在传福音的时候，他所讲的就是恩言，都是天国的信息，听了让我们的生命可以复苏的信息。
So when the Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel in this world, the message was full of grace and life.
所以恩典跟真理都从主耶稣基督来的。
That's why grace and truth came through the Lord Jesus.
耶稣主耶稣来传讲天国的好消息。
The Lord Jesus came to preach the good news of the heavenly kingdom.
他的嘴满有一些恩惠的话语。
And his mouth is filled with grace.
哦，很多人都很稀奇他所嘴巴所讲出来的话。
And many people are amazed by the words he spoke.
啊，真的就像这个滴下来的墨药汁。
And they're indeed like the liquid mirror that's dripping.
就看一下路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Book of Luke chapter 4.
第四章的第十七节
Chapter 4 verse 17
第十七节，这是以赛亚先知里面的这个信息。
This passage talks about the message in the book Isaiah.
这个就是他读完之后，他说这个经现在应验在你们身上了。
And after Jesus read it, he said, Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
跳过，直接看二十二节就好。
Let's just read verse 22.
众人都称赞他，并稀奇他口中所出的恩言，又说，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, Is this not Joseph's son?
好，所以你看主耶稣他说他的这个这里雅各在描述说他的嘴唇像百合花哈，百合花是谷中遍地都有的，很普通的。
And so Song of Solomon describes that his lips are like lilies. Lilies are all over the valley. It was quite common.
可是他是可以滴下墨药吃的。
But then it can be dripping with liquid.
你就可以看到说，当时候这些在听在主耶稣讲话有办法听到的人，他们是觉得多受感动。
And so we could imagine that at the time, those people that were able to hear the words proceeding out of the mouth of Jesus, they were greatly touched.
那我们今天其实被主所爱的人，我们也要追求像这样子，变成他的佳偶，也能够像百合花，口出恩言造就人。
And so today, as the brides of the groom, his lovely bride, we also need to pursue after having gracious words coming out of our mouth.
通常我们如果在看雅各的时候，你看这个良人所有的描述、哦、基本上那个佳偶、哦、也都会被提到才对。
So basically, when we read Song of Solomon, this book, any description that's used in describing the groom, it's usually also used to describe the bride.
只是有关于佳偶的部分是分散在各地方，没有像这个像第五章这么全部的把它总结在一起的那个信息记载。
And the only difference is that the description of the bride is spread out through the book, and it's not as indensed like the description in chapter 5 in describing the groom.
好，那是现在看回来第五章，看到第十四节。
Let's turn back to Song of Solomon chapter 5 verse 14.
现在把它的重点放在从一开始到讲到现在都讲他的头了，关于头的部分。现在第十四节开始讲他的手。
And so, up until verse 10 to 13, the description are limited to the head. But starting from verse 14, it starts to describe about his hands.
他的两手好像金管，镶嵌水苍翼；他的身体如同雕刻的象牙，周围镶嵌蓝宝石。
His hands are rods of gold set with beryl.His body is carved ivory inlaid with sapphires.
他的手、哦、像那个金戒指一样、啊、他的金管、哦、像那个金管，其实就是英文是讲像金戒指，圆圆的一个筒子。
And so the hands are just like rods of gold.、
哦、那镶嵌水苍翼表示他是很尊贵的。
And it's said with burl. It means that it's very, very dignified.
哦，很珍贵的了哈。
It's very precious.
那所以他的手啊，他的手是这个像金冠，如果是戒指哈，就是带着印记，就像有权柄。通常那个王的手都会带着戒指，你要注意看的话。
And so, rods of gold, could also mean represent authority, just like the king often wears a signet ring.
所以他的手就是，你看，这我们的神主耶稣基督哦，他来做的工作哦是有权柄的，是在执行神的救恩的工作。
And so, if we look at the work performed by the Lord Jesus, it was always filled with authority.
他其实手上有那个儿子的记号。
His hands are have the signs of being the son of God.
他的那个儿子的记号就是圣灵。
And the sign of being the son of God is the Holy Spirit.
这是为什么？约翰福音呢，在特别记载主耶稣受洗的时候得圣灵啊，他就描述说。约翰看到圣灵降在他身上，他说证明这就是神的儿子。
And that's why, especially in the book of John, when it talks about the Holy Spirit descending upon the Lord Jesus, it talks about specifically that it proved that he is the Son of God.
所以圣灵就像一个印记一样，就是一个记号在他带在他身上。
And so the Holy Spirit became like a sign, that set upon Lord Jesus.
那他说他这个手像金管，又镶嵌水苍翼，表示说，哎，他的这个工作本身是很尊贵的，是很有价值的。
And so the hands are rods of gold set with pearl. It means that the work that Jesus did was very valuable and also very precious.
你看主耶稣他用他的手去行神迹，医好很多病人，然后带来好多恩典。
The Lord Jesus used his hands to perform many miracles, brought about grace to the people.
那这些恩典都要最后都要引人来就近神，然后成为神的儿女，然后领受这个救恩。
And all the grace that was given to the people, in the end, it brought them to salvation, to become children of God.
然后你看，他说他的身体像雕刻的象牙，哈。
And then it just talks about his body is carved ivory.
那他的身体，那另外有个那个翻译是他的肚腹了哈 ，belly 就是他的肚腹。
So the word body, another translation is belly.
啊，那个表示说，他这个肚腹他是充满怜悯的。
Now it means that he is filled with mercy.
啊，像雕刻的象牙哈，哎，那个象牙有什么特质呢？
Because it describes how it's like carved ivory, and what are the characteristics of carved ivory?
象牙一方面应该是很坚硬的哈，
ivory,
很珍贵的、啊。
Ivory is very strong, very firm, but also very precious.
所以他的身体，他的肚腹像雕刻像，表示说，其实主耶稣基督哦，他那个爱人的怜悯的心肠，真的是可以包容，很坚决的说那个。罪人都会来就近他，得到救恩。
And so his body is like carved ivory, or belly is like carved ivory. It represents that the Lord Jesus is really, truly filled with mercy and kindness, that he's able to accept all sinners.
他的身体周围都镶嵌蓝宝石。
And his body is also inlaid with sapphires.
表示说，哎，这个神主耶稣基督他的爱啊，有时候是让我们。觉得说很珍贵，你很测不透，没有价，无价之宝，就是圣经说的这样测不透的那个爱。
It also represents the love of the Lord Jesus is unfathomable by us.
以弗所书第三章讲说神的爱啊，他那个是我们测不透的。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, it talks about the love of God.Is something that we cannot fathom.
那他的肚腹啊，他的肚腹在描述说，他的整个愿意接纳所有人的那种心情。
And the belly represent his the magnitude of his acceptance and love.
第十五节说
，In verse 15,
他说他的腿好像白玉石柱安在金金座上，他的形状如黎巴嫩。且佳美如香柏树。
His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of fine gold. His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedars.
他的腿像白玉石，就表示他是被刻进去很坚固的。
And so the legs are like pillars of marble. It also represent how strong he is.
所以充满能力的。
It's very strong and firm and filled with power.
专门在执行天父的旨意的。
And it's used to fulfill the will of the Heavenly Father.
所以你看主耶稣的那个他那个工作精神哦，真的是，他说一些其他人看他说好像是。癫狂了一样。
And so, if we look at the diligence of the Lord Jesus and how he works, other people look at him and think that he is crazy.
他就是没有时间吃饭。
He did not have any time to eat.
从一个地方赶紧的到另外一个地方去。
And from one place, he hurries to the next.
他的腿真的是非常的很坚硬，很坚韧的哈，永不疲倦。
His legs are really strong and firm, and it never tires.
他所走过的路径都是非常佳美的脚踪。
And all the paths that he trod, they were beautiful.
所以他的形状像黎巴嫩，他的佳美像香柏树一样。
And that's why his countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedars.
他所走过的路径都滴满脂油，发出香气。
And all the paths that he trod were filled with fragrance.
然后第十六节说
，In verse 16,
他的口极其甘甜，他全然可爱。
It says his mouth is most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，这就是我的良人，这就是我的朋友。
This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
他的口极其甘甜。
His mouth is most sweet.
表示说他所讲出来的话语，听了让人很受感动。
It means that the words coming out of his mouth were very touching to all who heard it.
今天我们如果能够真的去记住，然后去领受神的话语。
So today, if we can really remember and receive the words of God,
我们能够听到主耶稣所讲出来的信息是非常有恩典的。
We can truly hear the message given out by the Lord Jesus. Filled with grace.
他的口很甘甜，这是为什么？你看那个这个佳偶哈，他是期待说，我的良人，你用口跟我亲嘴。
His mouth is most sweet, and that's why the bride described and said that she will want him to kiss her with the kisses of his mouth.
好，我们早上读过的第一章第二节。
We read this verse this morning. It's in chapter 1, verse 2.
因为他的口是甘甜的，所以你看我们主耶稣所讲的话，他绝对不会讲恶言，他绝对不会讲那些没有造就的话。
It's because every word coming out of the mouth of Jesus were filled with kindness and grace. He would not speak evil words.
我们愿意从他的口中领受神的福音。
And we are willing to receive the words coming out of his mouth.
那他的口会让我们的心灵得满足。
And his mouth will give us satisfaction in our hearts.
所以主耶稣他就说。
So the Lord Jesus also tells us.
马太福音第十一章说。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
我们看马太福音第十一章，我们都很熟的一节经节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
主耶稣要让我们得安息啊。
The Lord Jesus will give us rest.
他所讲的话要让我们觉得甘甜，让我们心里得满足。
And the words that he spoke would give us sweetness in our hearts and satisfaction.
我们在这里听他的信息，我们可以得安慰。
And here, when we receive his message, we will be comforted.
所以二十九节他说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们应当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。”
And in verse 29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
主耶稣他的心里柔和谦卑，所以他所讲出来的话就是恩言，就是极其甘甜。
The Lord Jesus is gentle and lowly in his heart, and the words that he spoke were sweetness.
所以他的话语在他的口，其实在反映出他的心。
And so the words or the mouth of the Lord Jesus represent his heart.
主耶稣他要求我们应该要学他的样式，负他的轭，跟他一起来走这条路。
And the Lord Jesus, he tells us to learn from him and to walk the same path that he did.
那这样子，他说我们到他这里来，我们心里也可以得享安息。
And he says that if we go to him, then we will find rest for our souls.
这是主耶稣他要跟我们亲近的邀请。
And this is an invitation of being close to us by given out by the Lord Jesus.
我们要像这个心腹一样，他对主耶稣的介绍，他说他的口极其甘甜，我们要能够体会到主耶稣的话语的力量，那我们能够享受从主而来的满足。
And so we need to be just like the bride who truly understands that his mouth is most sweet and that we will receive the satisfaction of the message spoken by the Lord Jesus.
有时候有人会认为说，啊，神所讲的话好像都是很多都是律法，都要求你不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
Some people feel that all the words given by God are laws. It just limits us in saying, telling us what we can and cannot do.
其实神他告诉我们的话语都是对我们有帮助的。
In actuality, all the words given to us by God are most helpful to us.
有时候我们会认为说好像是一种束缚，一种要求，好像觉得是一种担子。其实是因为我们对他的话语还不了解，我们的程度还没有到达神他，我们还没有办法跟主耶稣要达到那种亲密的程度，才没有办法体会他的用意的。
And so sometimes we feel that his words are a burden to us, and that is actually because we haven't reached that level where we're very intimate with the Lord and to be able to understand the true meaning of his words.
我们来看一节经节，来看诗篇119篇。
Let's read a verse in Psalm
119篇
119. Psalm 119.
我们看103节。
Let's read Psalm 119 verse 103.
119篇103节说，你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
Psalm 119 verse 103, How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
104说，我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨恶一切的假道。
104, Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
105说，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
这几节经节，你要讲出那个神口中的话语的功用。
So these few verses describe the function of the words of God.
神的话语从他口中所出的，让我们觉得很甘甜，很满足。
The words from God's mouth are sweet to our taste and gives us satisfaction.
所以神的话是有功效的。
So there is an effectiveness to the words of God.
有时候我们人在病痛患难当中，如果能够读到神的话语，我们心里会得到安慰。
When we go through trials and sufferings in life, if we can hear the words of God, we're often comforted.
所以有时候那个在病痛当中的人，他如果读圣经，一直看到神的话语的安慰，他那个病痛会减少。
And so for those who are ill and in suffering, if they keep on reading the words of God, it lessens their suffering.
真的就像从他嘴上滴下的墨药汁，能够医治人的心。
And it's indeed like liquid myrrh dripping from the mouth of God, it can heal the hearts of people.
第二个功用就是让我们的心里可以明白。
And the second function or effectiveness of the words of God is that it gives understanding to our hearts.
所以我们就可以分辨什么叫真道，什么叫假道。
So that we will understand what is true and what is false.
所以今天我们要在这个让我们眼花缭乱的这个世界里面啊，这个各种思想潮流当中，要能够不会被迷惑，一定要从神的话语下功夫。
And so, in order to not be confused.In this world, we're filled with different philosophies. We need to put effort into reading the words of God.
但有些人的道理啊，是经不起时间考验的。
Some philosophies of man cannot withstand the test of time.
但是从神口中出来的话，就是神的道，它是活泼有功效，是要让我们能够得到智慧，让我们可以明白什么叫真正有价值。
However, the words and laws from the mouth of God, they are living and powerful. It will let us understand what is truly valuable.
105节所说的这个重点就是神的话语要成为指引我们的生命的方向。
Verse 105, it tells us the word of God is a lamp to my feet. It will give us direction in our life.
他这个话语像灯像光，要引导我们一直进入天国。
His word is like lamp and light to our life. It will guide us all the way to heaven.
所以神的口，他的这个话语啊，要让我们真的从直接从神领受那个启示，然后让我们真的可以走在神的路上，不会被这个外界的迷惑骗了，然后偏离神的道。
So the words of God will truly give us this revelation so that we will not be confused and deceived by the philosophies in this world.
我们今天，我们每一天都要读圣经。
We need to read the Bible every day.
我们照着教会所安排的这个读经进度，我们每一天都领受话语，神的话语，我们一定每一天都有指引的亮光在我们生活当中来照亮我们的路途。
According to the Bible reading schedule set by our church, if we follow it, we will truly have this guidance in our everyday life.
真的，每一天我们所读的圣经一定会多多少少对我们的生命产生很微妙的改变。
Truly, the Bible passage that we read every day will change our life in very significant ways.
我们最后会发现说我们的这个良人真的是全然可爱，从头到脚，没有一项是有缺点的。
And in the end, we will really come to understand that our Lord is perfect from his head to his feet.
那所以最后第五章雅各第五章的第十六节他这个佳偶，他很大声的跟这个约瑟撒冷的众女子说：“这个就是我的良人，他就是我的朋友。”
And so the end of chapter 5 in Song of Songs, verse 16, this bride, she told the rest of the daughters in Jerusalem very loudly that yes, he is my beloved and he is my friend.
我们今天要跟神跟我们的主耶稣基督发展出这样一种亲密的关系。
And so today, we need to strive towards this intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus.
他是我的良人，这个就是像新郎一样的。
He is my beloved, just like saying that he is my groom.
我们整个人就归属他的。
And our whole being belongs to him.
所以在雅各里面他有这个良人跟这个佳偶，他有三个层次的那种关系。
And so in the Song of Solomon, there are three levels of relationship described.
第一个就是第二章十六节。
The first is in chapter 2, verse 16.
良人属我，我也属他。
My beloved is mine, and I am his.
这是从这个佳偶的女子的角度去看说，良人是属我，是他来就近我，我为主的。
And this is from the perspective of the bride saying that my beloved is mine and I am his, that the groom belongs to her.
那第二个
In the second level of relationship,
在第五章
is described in chapter 5.
是不是第五章第四章是不是
chapter 4
我们看第六章，对不起，第六章第三节这里的。
Sorry, it's in chapter 6 verse 3.
我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine.
现在是我属我的良人。
So now it's becoming that I am my beloved's.
就是那个 主要的对象是我靠属他，不是良人属我，是良人来靠我嘛，现在是我靠过去他那里。
So the focus is that I am my beloved. So it's different from how it's different from saying that my beloved is mine. It's a picture of the bride going towards the groom.
就是他不是很强调说良人要来听我的话啦。
And so it's like saying that the bride is not very strong in insisting that the beloved listen to her.
现在我应该是属我的良人才对啦。
Now it's more that she belongs to her beloved.
好，所以我可以放弃我自己的想法，我属我的良人。
So that she's able to give up some of her thoughts and belong to her beloved.
然后到第七章。
And then it goes to chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
Chapter 7, verse 10. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me.
当我们愿意全心把我们全部的心都归给这位良人的时候，他也要恋慕我们。
When we are able to put our hearts into our beloved's, then his desire will also be toward us.
他整个心也在我们的身上。
Then all his heart will also be on us.
我们的价值在神眼中是没有办法比较的。
Our value in the eyes of God cannot be compared.
所以他这个家伙，他对众人说：“这是我的良人。”其实，在说明他整个心已经都归属这个良人，良人也是跟他有这样关系。
And so when the bride proclaims to the rest of the daughter of Jerusalem, "This is my beloved," it's proclaiming this relationship that she has with her beloved, and as well as the relationship that beloved has towards her.
他也是我的朋友。
And also, he is my friend.
那如果是朋友的话，你就知道说那个朋友表示说他这个关系互相连属的关系里面是互相得安慰。我们可以把所有的事情都跟这位好朋友说，这个朋友比任何一个人都好的。
So if this relationship is one of a friend, then it means that the relationship is mutual. Both the bride is able to say everything to her beloved and the groom likewise.
这是我们今天主内的家庭，我们夫妻之间应该要发展出来的关系。
And this is also the relationship in Christ between husband and wife.
让这个夫妻之间都能够真的是，这是我的良人，也是我的朋友，我们是可以互相沟通，可以互相帮助啊，甚至互相归属的。
So that the husband and wife can proclaim that this is my beloved and my friend, that there is a very good communication between the spouses and also this mutual trust relationship.
因为我们都能够从这一段的学习里面来看到主耶稣基督他所留给我们的爱，他对我们的心。
And may we all learn from the love the Lord Jesus has for us and his heart towards us from this passage.
让我们也能够像这个家伙所说的，我归属我的良人。
So that we will become like this bride in proclaiming that this is my beloved.
是我的朋友。
And this is my friend.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
334首。
334.